Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my blood brothers and sisters in Islam. Do not be sad. Wait patiently for a happy outcome. This is not a curse, not even the intro, but this is actually the topic we're going to talk about today. Do not be sad. Wait patiently for a happy outcome. So it's talking about, you know, patience. The following hadith is found in the book of At-Tirmidhi, which says, the best form of worship is to wait patiently for a happy outcome. And a verse from the Quran, that's chapter 11 and verse number 81, says, is not the morning near? It's a question. The morning of the afflicted is looming, so watch for it. Can you see? That's just the nature, and that's how we human beings think about, you know, when you are afflicted or when you are tested, and then you pray, you ask Allah. It takes a long time you've been praying, and then you just pause and say, okay, Allah, do not accept my prayer. I've been praying for a long time, and even tell other people, which is totally bad. That's not how you do. Allah guides his own timing, and we human beings, because of our human being nature, we start to think of, okay, Allah supposed to accept this. This is the right time I'm supposed to get this. No. Whatever Allah does, that is the right thing. That's the right thing. He got the best timing. And another example is, you know, Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Prophet Harun, who accompanied him on his journey. While actually praying for Allah, praying to Allah, calling out Allah. When Prophet Musa is praying, Prophet Harun is saying Amin. They were saying like Allah should destroy Pharaoh and collect all his wealth and everything, all his bounty to him. Like Allah should collect everything and destroy man. He should not allow him to even ask for forgiveness, to even repent, to even come back to the right path. And Allah do not accept their prayer until around almost 40 years. Can you see? SubhanAllah, 40 years. It has to take 40 years before Allah accepts their prayer and destroy Fir'aun. But you with two years, 3 years prayer, and you now start to post like, Allah is not accepting my prayer. Allah do not accept my prayer. That's totally bad. And an Arab poet says, if the rope becomes too tight, it will snap. In other words, if a situation reaches the level of crisis, then expect a light and an opening to appear. And that's it. That's the beauty of how Allah does his things. Now, if you even understand how Allah is doing his things, you'll be in comfort. You have this tranquility. You have this, you know, peace of mind. Because most of the things when health comes, most of the times when Allah surprises you is, you know, mostly when the help of Allah is coming, or when your prayer is about to be accepted, the situation you are in, the crisis and everything is worsening, is even getting worse. And that's when the help of Allah will come to you. And Allah will never let you go. And Allah will never wash out, leave you with your life and then things happening. And in as much as you pray, you are praying, you are doing the right things. And then another, you know, beautiful thing is with the sahab of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is normally how they do their things. Like, this is normally what they say when they are afflicted or when they are in a serious crisis. They said, yes, verily Allah told us that he promised us that this will happen, and it's happening now. So we know soon or later, like slowly but surely, the help of Allah will come to us. Let's try and be coughing, studying, and, you know, living based on their principles, based on the way they live. In an authentic hadith, the Prophet, blessing and peace be upon him, relate this saying from Allah, I am with the thoughts of my slave towards me, so let him think of me as he pleases. Allah the Almighty says, they were refreshed until when the messengers gave up and thought they were denied by their people. Then come to them our help, and whatsoever we willed were delivered. In the Quran chapter 12 verse 110. And Lord, truly with hardship there is relief. Yes, no matter how with hardship come ease. Some commentators of the Quran said, considering it to be a hadith, that one hardship cannot overcome two reliefs. Yes, and the Prophet, blessed and peace be upon him, said in an authentic hadith, and know that victory comes with patience and that relief comes with hardship. Oh, subhanAllah. A victory comes with patience, so you cannot be successful, you cannot achieve anything. In fact, you've gone through, you know, a lot of hardships, but if you are not patient, patience is the ingredient that actually push that actually help you, that you fulfill, that you what you know, achieved what you want to achieve. And relief comes with hardship, so after reliefs, after hardships, then comes relief. That's what I said. So if you understand all of these things, you'll be in peace. Another poet says this again: some eyes are restless, while others are in sleep, in meditating that which may or may not occur. So leave worrying as much as possible, as carrying the burdens of anxiety is madness. Wow, this is beautiful. There is your Lord who provided you with solutions to yesterday. Wow. And he will similarly provide for what is to come tomorrow. And before I go into another poet who says you know, something beautiful again, I have to recite this again. Some eyes are restless while others are in sleep, in meditating without what that which may or may not occur. So leave worrying as much as possible, as carrying the burdens of anxiety is madness. There is your Lord who provided you with solutions to yesterday. I love this last stanza. And he will similarly provide for what is to come tomorrow. Another said, let events flow in their predestined path, and do not sleep except with a clear mind, between the period of the blinking of the eye and its opening. Allah changes things from one state to another. You know, Allah is actually the best. Allah is the only one king that can do things, extraordinary things. He's the only perfect. He's the only one that is perfect, that do things perfectly, and then at the time, at a very good time, at the right time. That's why his timing is the perfect timing. May Allah forgive our, you know, wrongdoings.